What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
Our good buddy Trevor Williams of the Pirates, who is isolated, but you're not isolated, Trevor. You've got a burgeoning young family there in Greater San Diego. How's it going?
It's going really good. It's a weekend every day, so happy Saturday. But for us, we're in a perpetual weekend.
Yeah, a really nice story. Stephen Nesbitt did a real nice story on your family, you and your family, in The Athletic earlier this week. I remember I retweeted that, and I would heartily recommend that to anybody to check it out. And I learned a few things from that story, Trevor. I didn't realize that you and I do have something in common. You're also married to a nurse, and to me that makes you a very smart young man.
Yeah, she's employed by me now, so she did a very selfless thing of putting her career aside for my baseball career, and it's something she definitely wants to do again as soon as she can. But yeah, I'm really lucky, especially when it comes to, like, can I mix Tylenol with Aleve? Can I have Advil with aspirin? You know, all the different, before I look it up on Google, I go to my personal nurse.
Yes, exactly. No, that's the reason. It's a marriage of convenience, I guess, if you want to look at it that way. But you kind of alluded to this, but you have two infant children, really, plus a four-year-old. So how hectic is that for you guys right now?
It's been a little while at our house. It's just nonstop action. From, they were up this morning at 5 a.m. So we're up and at it from 5 until we have a strict 7 o'clock bedtime, no matter what. So we put them all to bed around 7, and then we get the rest of the night to ourselves. But it's been a little chaotic. I imagine I'm going to come back this season with more gray hairs than I anticipated going into the season. But it's fun. You know, it's time we're spending as a family that we didn't think we were going to get. And our daughter is now at the phase where she's going from crawling to standing, so I'm seeing that in real time instead of, you know, I see her crawl and then I go on a road trip and come back and she's standing. So it's time that we're enjoying together.
Well, sometimes, I mean, this is a little trite to say, the Lord works in mysterious ways, but sometimes out of, you know, inconvenient situations, and in some cases really tragic situations with the virus and everything else, you know, that, I mean, you're proving you can make a positive out of this thing.
Yeah, you know, we're keeping perspective. At the end of this, we're going to have a job, and there's a lot of people that are not going to have jobs coming out of this, and we're just thankful that we're in a situation where we're going to be fine, and you know, we're making the most out of our situation and trying to help as many as we can in our community where we live, and also in our Pittsburgh community. So we're just trying to keep the perspective and knowing that a lot of people are coming out of this situation really, really bad.
I know that you guys are a very giving couple, and you're involved in with your foundation. How has that been affected? Because it seems to me that there are, you know, some charities are obvious to contribute to at this standpoint, and yet others. How difficult is that now for nonprofits to try to stay going when they're not, I don't know, you know what I mean? In other words, it's not like a food bank or something along those lines that people would think of automatically. So how has your foundation been affected?
So we haven't really been affected. The only thing that we're really holding off on is asking for donations at this time, because we know that, you know, people don't have as much to give. And from our perspective, when we give out grants for physical therapy, All physical therapy places are open, right? It's an essential business, and people are still getting the treatment that they need, regardless of this virus or not. So we haven't seen much of a change, and we haven't really been affected. And that's because it's an essential, PT is an essential job, and people need their physical therapy, especially those going through a spinal cord injury.
They're talking to Williams here on 7, The Fan. Get to some baseball stuff here. What have workouts been like for you? What do you have on hand? What are you able to do to try to stay as sharp as you possibly can?
So I'm really thankful. I live down the street from our pitching coach, Oscar. So I'm really lucky to, I'm throwing with him twice a week. And we're not really on a 5-day schedule. We're on a 7-day schedule. So I'm throwing like some simulated innings once every 7 days with a shorter bullpen in between. So I'm able to throw with him and work with him as if the season, you know, isn't on hold. So I'm lucky. I have gym equipment at my house that I'm able to use and I've been using. The only thing about the routine that has been tough is just the everyday movements that you have at the field, whether it's your active warm up or just getting your arm stretched out or your hips stretched out or your body worked on. So that's really the only difference that at the end of a long day, before I pour my drink, I need to get my soft tissue in because I don't have a training room to go to on hand.
Yeah, I think I've developed a lot more soft tissue here over the last 7 weeks, but that's for different reasons. Now, I know Oscar was on with Dan Zangrilli, maybe a month ago or so. I heard him talking about how much, you know, you guys would like, I would ask you in Bradenton, you know, seems like it was 2 years ago, but it wasn't that long ago. But I'd ask you, like, what have you learned from him? But I know what he's saying is that he's learning from you guys, and it's not like you what to do. He likes to find out what you guys want to know or maybe some of your ideas. What have you been able to give to him as that kind of feedback that he's been looking for?
Well, since I've been able to see him twice a week now, we're starting to get to know each other on what works for me and how he communicates that. It's hard to earn, especially from his perspective. He's trying to earn the trust of 25 guys that he's coming in as a new guy, and he's just trying to earn the trust so that we can flourish with him. So in spring training, he was doing a really good job about that. We were being really good at communication, and a lot of the guys, it was pretty seamless. So now that I've been able to work with him since we've been home, it's been really helpful to just to get that time one-on-one and communicate with him. So that way, we go into the season and we feel like we're not behind at all.
What's maybe the biggest, maybe if there's not one thing, one or two things, major things that you've been able to pick up from him since you've been working for him over the last several months?
My ability to spin my breaking ball differently, to have two different breaks on my slider and my curveball, and then the ability to throw it in the strike zone for swing and miss. I've always thought. Your curveball or your breaking balls are an out pitch and they have to be out of the zone. But with the data that we've had and the data that was available to me in our limited spring training action, I was shown that my breaking balls have effect in the zone as well. So the ability to throw it there and not always try and hunt a punch out with the curveball or slider.
I've got a couple more minutes left with Trevor Williams here on 93.7 The Fan. How much do you pay attention to? Because it seems like every day there's, oh, yeah, Major League Baseball might do this. Oh, yeah, no, they're going to do this. Oh, yeah, it's going to be like that. How much do you pay attention to that day-to-day thing?
I think we've all learned, not only us as baseball players, but just us in general, I think we've all learned that we don't know. we don't know what's going on, and we don't know the necessary steps forward. I do know that they told us 6 to 8 weeks at least when they told us to go home, and we're creeping up on that 6-week mark. So there's still a lot of time left. I firmly believe we're going to give it the college try. I mean, we're really going to try and make it work. Whether it's in Pittsburgh, Florida, Arizona, Texas, who knows? And that's dependent upon the local governments there and if they allow it or not. But, we're a couple weeks away. The numbers, I think, are trending in the right direction where we're going to be able to be together as a team and be together in groups. But what I've learned in the last 6 weeks is that we have no idea, and nobody really has any idea what's going on. So we're just going to wait and see, and we're going to try, especially if the leagues in Asia are going on. I know that they're starting this week. The leagues in Korea and Japan, they're going to start this week. So, if they're playing baseball and everything's going good for them, then we're gonna be right behind them and hopefully making it work. And hopefully playing in front of our hometown cities and going from there.
I'm gonna say we can watch Nick Kingham from afar, right? He's over there.
Yeah, we're looking forward to listening to his interviews. Post game now.
Now, I'll have to see if I can get a hold of him on some sort of a satellite. Lastly, got about a minute here. You have musical ability as well. Did you think about going in with Brault on his Broadway album?
I'm still kind of hurt that I didn't get an invite into the studio. I told him I just wanted one word, something on the album. But I wasn't in town during the week that he was there, so that was kind of on me. But his album's been killing it. He's been having a lot of fun with it after the release, and he's gotten a lot of good pub, which is huge. And now people knew that he was a good singer, but now after the album, it's kind of solidified that he is legit. So good for him. I'm still going to bug him about getting on his second album.
Yeah, I know, because Josh Bell, I mean, come on, man. I mean, pitchers have to stick together, don't they?
That's what I thought. But JB killed it. He had a really, really awesome track, and it was really good spoken word. And he's got a little bit of angst in his voice, which is good to see.
All right. Hey, Trevor, thank you very much. Stay safe. Good luck to you and your family. And hopefully, I mean, who knows, maybe in a month or three that we'll actually encounter one another in person from 6 feet away.
You got to, no matter what, you got to stay 6 feet away from me.
Okay, well, I think that was our rule anyway. Trevor, thank you very much. Appreciate it.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.